ज्ञानतिमरन्धस्या ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चाचेसतारिणे वंशकौपातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पठितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदे गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। We're going through the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and we're on chapter number 24, the subterranean heavenly planets.
我们学习的是圣典博伽瓦坛第五篇第24章地下的天堂星球。
So we heard about different people who are residing in these subterranean heavenly planets. We heard about Bali Maharaj. He lives there.
我们听了有不同的人居住在这个地下的天堂星球。我们也听到了有巴利马哈拉吉也居住在这边。Usually,
the people, the demons, different demons live in this heavenly planets, subterranean heavenly planets.
通常情况下是一些恶魔住在这些地下的天堂星球里面。So
Sukadeva Goswami describes that if somebody chants the holy name of the Lord even once, even if he does it unwillingly, but he can get freed from the reactions of his sinful activities.
Sukadeva Goswami 在这里给我们解释到，一个人即使唱诵过一次主的圣名，无论是情愿或者不情愿，他也会立刻脱离过往的这个罪恶反应。But
karmis means non-devotees who are doing material activities. They have a lot of trouble to get free from their reactions.
但是那些物质主义者，那些卡米们，他们如果想要脱离罪恶活动的反应，他们有很多的麻烦。They
may be doing mystic yoga, they're trying to do some kind of yoga, but they have many problems in their efforts.
他们也许会修习玄秘瑜伽，也许会从事其他的一些活动，但是他们总是困难重重。
So Prabhupada explains, you know, because we heard about, he just told about Bali Maharaj, how Bali Maharaj gave everything for the service of Krishna.
Prabhupada就在这里讲到，我们听到的是有关于巴利马哈拉吉，他把一切都献给了主。
But Prabhupada said, it's not that we have to give everything to Krishna to get liberated. We don't have to.
Prabhupada在这里就解释到，一个人
Some people think, oh, I have to give everything before I can do devotional service. It's not true.
有些人认为，在我从事奉献服务的时候，我得把一切都捐出去，都给出去。这不是正确，这不是真实的。
Of course, Bali Maharaj, he gave everything, but Krishna gave more than he gave back to him.
Bali Maharaj 虽然把一切都给予了主，但是 Krishna 还给他的，甚至超过于他给予的。Of
course, Krishna gave it back to him, not because Bali Maharaj gave charity to Krishna, but because he was a devotee.
Krishna 把这些东西还给 Bali Maharaj, 不是因为 Bali Maharaj 给予了布施, 而是因为 Bali Maharaj 他是一位奉献者。So
if somebody becomes a devotee, and they have no material desires and no They're not trying to get anything from Krishna.
如果一个人是奉献者，他应该没有物质愿望，他不要想着从 Krishna 那里获得这样的物质的愿望，物质的东西。
He sees everything which happens is the mercy of Krishna, benedictions from Krishna.
他把一切都看作是 Krishna 的仁慈，一切都看作是 Krishna 的祝福。
And he sees everything as an opportunity for him to do more service for Krishna.
他把一切都看作是对于主服务的一种机会。
So, somebody does devotional service, they will naturally, Krishna will give them material enjoyment and liberation.
如果一个人从事奉献服务， Krishna 自然会给予他解脱和物质的这种享受。
So devotee doesn't have to try to get liberation. They just have to try to be a devotee.
奉献者 不需要努力去想要得到解脱，他只是想要去成为一个奉献者就行。
So liberation is easily given to a devotee.
解脱对于奉献者来说是很容易得到的。
And so liberation is set waiting to serve the devotee.
解脱总是在那里想要去服务奉献者。
So we want to understand how powerful the chanting of the holy name is.
我们在这里可以看到唱诵圣名的力量是多么的大。
So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is stated there, it said that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, then we can get free.From all the sinful reactions.
在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面描述到，只是唱诵主的圣名，一个人可以从所有的罪恶中脱离反应。
And other people, they say, simply by chanting the holy name, we can get liberation from material life.
有些人说，通过唱诵圣名，我们可以从物质束缚之中得到解脱出来。
But Haridas Thakur, he does not agree with them.
但是哈尔达斯塔库尔对这两者都不赞同。
Haridas Thakur says, the result of chanting the holy name is not that you get liberation.
哈尔达斯塔库尔说，唱诵主的圣名的结果不是为了获得解脱。
And it's not that you get free from sinful life.
也不是为了摆脱罪恶的生命反应。
The real result of chanting the holy name is that you become Krishna conscious, you develop love of Krishna.
唱诵主的圣名的真正结果是为了唤醒一个人的 Krishna 知觉，唤醒对主的爱。
So liberation and get free from sinful reactions, they're byproducts. They come naturally, but to anybody who chants the holy name.
解脱以及摆脱罪恶活动的反应，只是唱诵主圣名的副产品。他会跟着唱诵圣名，很自然而然的就得到。
If somebody chants the holy name without offense, then they're doing the pure bhakti.
如果一个人唱诵圣名，他没有冒犯的话，那是在做纯粹的奉献服务的层面。
So they're engaged in loving service to Krishna.
他们在从事对 Krishna 的奉爱服务。
So Haridas Thakur gives an example. He compares the holy name to the sunshine.
Haridas Thakur 举了一个例子，把圣名比作是阳光。
Haridas Thakur said that as the sun begins to rise,When the sun rises in the morning, then it ends the darkness of night.
当太阳升起来的时候，黑暗就不会有了。
So this happens even before the sunshine is visible, even before the sunshine is visible, the darkness is.Taken away, the darkness goes away.
也就是说，即便是当太阳还没有出来的时候，这就旭日刚刚出来的一点点，就是出来的时候，阳光仍然能驱散那个黑暗。
before the sunrise takes place, the darkness of the night is stops and the dawn begins.
就是在太阳升起来之前，这些阳光也能驱散这个黑暗。
So when it's dark, when in the darkness of night, we're always afraid maybe thieves or ghosts or some demons are coming.
在黑暗的时候，我们总是担心有盗贼、有鬼，还有这些 raksha， 还有这些敌人等等这样的一些骚扰。
But as soon as the sun comes up, then we begin to do our work. We don't worry about these dangers.
而当太阳一旦真正显现的时候，我们就开始不再担心这些事情。
So in the same way, even before our chanting is pure, we can get free from sinful reactions. Even though our chanting is not pure, but still we can get free from sinful reactions.
同样的道理，即便我们的唱诵还没有纯粹，就是在纯粹的唱诵圣名之前，我们也能够清除这一切恶报。
If you chant at Namabhas, Namabhas is the intermediate chanting. So by Namabhas chanting, you get free of sinful reactions.
就是在 Namabhas 唱诵的这个阶段的时候，我们也能够脱离罪恶的反应。
But when we chant purely,Then we develop love of Krishna.
如果我们唱诵的是纯粹的话，我们就能够获得对 Krishna 的爱了。
So a devotee doesn't want liberation. He's not interested in liberation.
奉献者不想要解脱，他对解脱也不太感兴趣。
Even if Krishna offers it, devotee is not interested.
即便 Krishna 把这个解脱给予他，奉献者也不是很。有兴趣。
And we get free of sinful reactions by chanting at the intermediate stage, at the Namabhas stage. And then,
我们在摆脱这些罪恶活动的时候，是通过 Namabhas 的这个阶段。
Namabhas is between the offensive chanting and the pure chanting.
Namabhas 的这个阶段是在纯粹唱诵和冒犯的唱诵之间的中间阶段。
So, when we chant in Namabhas, our offenses have almost stopped.
当我们处在 Namabhas 没有冒犯的这个唱诵阶段的时候，我们的罪恶基本就停止了。
And we're getting close to the plat to pure chanting.
We 就开始越来越接近于纯粹的唱诵。
And when we chant purely without offense, then we develop love of Krishna immediately.
如果我们纯粹的唱诵，在没有冒犯的唱诵的时候，我们就会逐渐的获得对 Krishna 的爱。
So that is that stage of pure chanting. That is the perfection.
这就是纯粹的唱诵是完美的阶段。
So Sukadeva Goswami describes, he says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in everyone's heart as the Super Soul. And he gives himself to the devotee.
Sukadeva Goswami 解释到，至尊人格守身以超念的形式处在每一个心中，每一个人的心中，他把他自己给予奉献者。
And he gives himself especially to devotees like Narada Muni, who's got pure love.
他尤其把自己给予像 Narada Muni 这样的奉献者，那些给予他纯粹爱的奉献者。
Actually, Krishna gives him pure love.
事实上 ，Krishna 给予他纯粹的爱。
And Krishna gives himself to those devotees who love him purely.
Krishna 也把他自己给予那些纯粹爱他的人，那些奉献者。
And even the four Kumaras.The four Kumaras are mystic yogis, so they get bliss from realizing Krishna within their heart.
像四库马尔兄弟，他们也从内心的超念中获得极大的喜乐。
So Krishna became Bali Maharaj's gatekeeper in the lower planets.
Krishna 成为巴尼马哈拉吉在低等星球的看门人。
Krishna became a storekeeper not because Bali Maharaj gave everything to him.
Krishna 成为巴尼马哈拉吉的看门人，不是因为巴尼马哈拉吉把一切都给予了他，他才这样。
But Krishna came there to be with him because he knows Bali Maharaj is a great devotee and he has love of God.
Krishna 去到巴尼马哈拉吉成为他的看门人，是因为 Krishna 知道巴尼马哈拉吉是爱 Krishna 的奉献，爱 Krishna 的人。
So Krishna didn't give Bali Maharaj material opulence and happiness just to help him to forget Krishna.
Krishna 也没有给予巴尼马哈拉吉这些富裕，让他忘记 Krishna。
Sometimes you give people a lot of opulence and material happiness, then they won't think of Krishna. They'll forget about Krishna.
有些时候，我们给一些人非很多的富裕，他不会想起 Krishna。他有了这些富裕之后，不会想起 Krishna， 反而他会忘记 Krishna。
Well, people, it is easy for people to forget about Krishna when you get a lot of opulence and sense gratification.
当一个人有很多的富裕和感官享乐的时候，他是很容易忘记 Krishna 的。
But Prabhupada points out there's two kinds of opulence. One is material and one is spiritual.
圣帕帕德在这里解释到，有两种富裕，一种是灵性的富裕，一种是物质的富裕。
So somebody who surrendered, he depends upon Krishna. He doesn't want material opulence for sense gratification.
一个人他如果依靠 Krishna 的话，他不想要从 Krishna， 他不想要这些感官享乐。
So when a pure devotee has material opulence.It's not due to his karma.
如果一位纯粹奉献者拥有极高的物质富裕的时候，这种富裕不是因为他的 karma 所导致的。
It's because of his bhakti.
而是由于他的奉爱。
So he's got that opulence, he's got all that facility for material enjoyment because Krishna wants him to do that service for him.
他得到这种富裕，得到这样的感官的这些感官享乐的这些设施和条件，而是主 Krishna 希望他能够用这些东西服务他。
Yeah, Krishna gives him this facility to do it so that he can serve him. He doesn't want the devotee to undergo any difficulty in his service.
主 Krishna 给奉献者提供这些服务，而主 Krishna 希望他的奉献者在从事奉献服务的时候不要有那么多的困难。
But for a neophyte devotee, then Krishna's mercy is to take everything away and to make him poor.
但是对于一个初级奉献者来讲，主会让这些初级奉献者给他主。给予这些初级奉献的仁慈是呢，让他变得贫穷。
Because if the neophyte devotee gets a lot of opulence, he will forget about service to Krishna.
倘若一位新奉献者在物质上变得富裕的话，他会忘记对主的服务。
But for the advanced devotee, when he gets material opulence, he will use it for Krishna.
但对于一个精进的奉献者而言，他如果得到物质的富裕，他会想着用这个富裕来服务 Krishna。
It's a spiritual opportunity.
这是一种灵性的机会。
So material opulence is given to the demigods. It will cause them to forget Krishna.
半神人们得到这种富裕，他们会导致他们对主的遗忘。
But the same opulence when it's given to Bali Maharaj is for the service of Krishna.
但是同样的富裕给予了 Bali Maharaj 是为了让他继续服务 Krishna.
There's no Maya there with Bali Maharaj.
对于 Bali Maharaj 来说，那里没有 Maya.
So when Krishna wanted to take everything away from Bali Maharaj, he had to do a trick to take everything away from him.
当至尊人格守神至尊主想要从巴利马哈拉吉拿走一切的时候，他设计了一个计谋。
He came in the form of a brahmana and he came begging.
他来显现为一个婆罗门，他来乞讨。
And of course, he wanted 3 steps of land, and Krishna took everything away with 2 steps.
他想要3步的土地，然后 Krishna。结果只用两步的土地，两步的这个步程就把一切都拿走了。
So Bali Maharaj was left with only his body. So Lord Vamanadeva was not satisfied.
这样巴利马哈拉吉就只剩下他的躯体了，但是还有一步的土地，这个时候主不仍不满意。
So Lord Vamanadeva had Bali Maharaj arrested and tied up.
这个时候 主瓦玛拉德夫 就把巴利马哈拉吉给捆绑了起来。
They used special ropes, the ropes of Varuna, and they tied him up, and they threw him in a cave in a mountain.
这是一种特别的绳子叫 Varuna 绳子，他把它绑了起来，然后扔进了一个山洞里。
But Bali Maharaj was such a great devotee, he didn't get bewildered by the whole situation.
但是巴利马哈拉吉是一个伟大的奉献者，他并没有被此所迷惑。
And Bali Maharaj said, it's very sad for Indra, the king of heaven, because Indra is very learned, very clever and powerful.
他说
go ahead.
他说印度王非常的可怜，虽然他非常有学识而且非常有力量。
So Indra had taken Brihaspati as his guru, as his prime minister to instruct him.
Indra 把 Brihaspati 当作他的灵性导师和他当作他的灵性导师和指导他。
But Indra is completely ignorant about spiritual advancement.
但是 Indra 对于灵性的进步浑然不知，非常的愚昧。
And even Brihaspati, who's supposed to be his guru, he's also not very intelligent because he didn't give him proper instructions.
Brihaspati 也不是很明智，虽然他成为 Indra 的 guru， 但是他并没有正确的教导他的门徒 Indra。
Lord Vamanadeva had come there.To be at the door of Indra to beg.
主 Vamanadeva 到达那里，在 Indra 的门外去乞讨。
But Indra didn't take the opportunity to do service for Lord Vamanadeva.
但是 Indra 并没有给 Vamanadeva 祈求做超然奉爱服务的机会。
Instead, he got Lord Vamanadeva to beg to get the 3 worlds, to get the whole planets back, so that Indra could rule again for his sense gratification.
相反，这个 Indra 想要让 Vamanadeva 去乞讨，来获得他的这个三个世界，重新来掌管这三个世界。
So Bali Maharaj said.Just to be the king and to rule over all the 3 worlds is not a very big position.
Bali Maharaj 说，统治三个世界其实很微不足道。
Whatever position you get in the material world, it can only last for 1 age of Manu, which is a tiny fraction of time.
因为一个人无论拥有什么样的富裕，他只能维持一个玛努的时期，而一个玛努的时期只是无限时间之中的非常微小的部分。
With the life of Manu, at the end of the life of Manu, then there'll be a partial annihilation, so you'll lose everything.
在玛努结束 在这样一个马鲁一个时期结束之后，就会有物质的毁灭，所以一切都会失去。
So Bali Maharaj understood how temporary these material powers are.
Bali Maharaj 知道这些物质的富裕非常的短暂。
Bali had actually fought with Indra, and he conquered Indra, and he'd taken possession of the heavenly planets.
事实上，巴利和印度尔做有一次战斗，巴利马哈日把印度尔的统治给全部给拿走了。
And so Indra was also, he's also not stupid, he's quite advanced in knowledge.
Indra 也不是很愚蠢，他是非常进步而且有知识的人。
But he made a mistake that he asked Lord Vamanadev to beg to get back the three worlds. He didn't ask him for devotional service.
但是 Indra 做了一个错事，就是他向主 Vamanadev 去祈祷，希望 Vamanadev 把他的三个世界给拿回来。他没有向主 Vamanadev 要奉献服务的这个机会。
Yeah. So in one day of Brahma, you've got 14 manus.
主 Brahma 的一天是14个 manu.
So a manu, they live for about 72 yugas.
一个 manu 是72个 yuga 的时间那么长。
Right, 72 yugas. A yuga is 4,300,000 years.
一个 yuga 包含430万年。
So manu's life is, you know, millions of years.
所以 manu 的寿命是百亿、上亿的这些年。
But Manu's also, he's got a material body. He's going to give up the body. He's going to, his life will finish one day.
虽然有这么长，但是 Manu 有一天也会结束他的生命。
And the demigods, their opulence is also going to finish with the life of Manu.
而半世人的生命也会在 Manu, 随着 Manu 消失之后，结束之后，他们也会结束。
So time...Time is going to take everything away from people.
时间可以把一个人的一切都拿走。
Right, even you live in the world for millions of years, it's temporary.
即便一个人在这个世界上活上百万年，也都是非常短暂的。
So whatever wealth, whatever possessions the demigods have will be finished with time.
无论这个半世人地位是什么，他们拥有什么，他们都会，这一切都会在时间的到来下而结束。
So Bali Maharaj felt very sorry that Indra had been so stupid.
Bali Maharaj 感叹到 Indra 非常的愚蠢。
Indra didn't know how to use his intelligence properly.
Indra 并没有运用他的智慧。
Indra just asked Lord Vamanadev to help him get back the kingdom.
Indra 只是向主 Vamanadev 祈求 Vamanadev 来帮助他夺回他的王国。
So it's like begging Bali Maharaj for material wealth.
这就相当于向主 Vamanadev 来获得物质的财富。
So, Brihaspati, who was Indra's guru, he was also stupid. He also made a mistake.
Brihaspati, 他是一位灵性导师，他也做了一个错事。
Because neither Indra nor his guru asked Lord Vamanadev to let him do devotional service.
他也没有向这个主 Vamanadev 要求这个奉爱服务。
So Bali Maharaj felt very sorry for this.
所以 Bali Maharaj 为 这二者都感到非常悲叹。
And then Bali Maharaj said, he said, no, Prahlad Maharaj is my grandfather. He's the only person who understood what his real self-interest is.
巴尼马哈拉日说，我的祖父帕拉德马哈拉日是唯一能够明白他自身利益的人。
And Bali Maharaj gives the example. He said, just like when Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu, was killed, he said at that time, Lord Nrisimhadev wanted to offer something to Prahlad.
当 Prahlad Maharaj 的父亲 Hiranyakashipu 死亡的时候，就是说被主尼辛哈德夫杀死的时候，主尼辛哈德夫同时也想给予帕拉的马哈拉吉一些富裕。
He was Lord Nrisimhadev told Prahlad Maharaj, "You should take your father's kingdom."
主尼辛哈德夫跟帕拉的马哈拉说，你应该接受你父亲的王国。
And Lord Nrisimhadev wanted to give Prahlad liberation from material life.
主尼辛哈德夫也想给予帕拉的马哈拉吉物质的解脱。
But Prahlad said, "No, I don't want any opulence, and I don't want liberation."
但是帕拉的马哈拉吉说，我既不要任何的物质富裕，也不想要解脱。
Prahlad Maharaj thought both of these things create obstacles to our devotional service.
帕拉的马哈拉吉说。这两者，解脱和物质富裕，都是奉献服务的障碍。
So Prahlad Maharaj said, "This is not actually the real mercy of Krishna."
Prahlad Maharaj 说，这二者事实上不是 Krishna 真正的仁慈。
Prahlad Maharaj he asked, he said, "Just simply give me engagement in your service. Let me be a servant of your devotees."
Prahlad Maharaj 说。请你只是给予我从事奉献服务的机会，请你让我成为您奉献者的仆人。
So this is the mood of the pure devotee. They just simply want devotional service, birth after birth.
这就是奉献者的心，纯粹奉献者的心态。他们只想一世复一世的从事奉献服务。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us that one who is a pure devotee.Should always consider himself. He should always think of himself to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，一位纯洁无瑕的奉献者，总是应该把自己当做至尊主仆人的仆人的仆人。
Right. The Vaishnava philosophy is that we should not try to become a direct servant of Krishna.
在 Vaishnava 的哲学中，人应该不要想着自己成为主直接的仆人。
We approach Krishna through his devotees.
我们接近主 Krishna 是通过他的奉献者。
So Prahlad Maharaj was offered an opulent position in the material world.
Prahlad Maharaj 被提供了物质的富裕，在这个物质世界的富裕。
And he was offered liberation from material life to go into the. He was given the chance to go into the Brahman.
而且他也被提供可以融入主 Brahman 的解脱的机会。
But Prahlad said, "No, I don't want this. I don't want these things. This is not what. This is no good for me."
但是他拒绝了所有这些。这他认为这两者不是对我来说并不好。
I just want to be the servant of the servant of the servants of Krishna.
他只想成为主 Krishna 仆人的仆人的仆人。
So Bali Maharaj said that his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj he was really intelligent.
所以巴利马哈拉吉说他的祖父 Prahlad Maharaj 非常的有智慧。
Because Prahlad Maharaj, he would not take the blessings of Krishna. When Krishna tried to give him opulence or liberation, he refused.
因为当主 Krishna 给予他这些富裕的时候，他拒绝了这一些。
So Bali Maharaj said, Prahlad Maharaj really knew what his real interest was.
所以巴利马哈拉吉说，帕拉德马哈拉吉他是真正明白自我利益的人。
Bali Maharaj then says, he said, you know, people like us, like Bali Maharaj, and he said, we're very attached to material enjoyment.
Bali Maharaj 说，像我们这种人非常依附于物质感官享乐。
And Bali Maharaj said, we're very contaminated by material nature.
我们非常的被这些物质自然属性所污染。
And we have no mercy of Krishna.
我们根本就没有 Krishna 的仁慈。
We cannot follow the path of Prahlad Maharaj.
我们无法追随 Prahlad Maharaj 的步伐。
Prahlad Maharaj, he is the great devotee of the Lord. We are not great devotees. He was.
Prahlad Maharaj 是一位主伟大的奉献者，但我们并不是。
But if we want spiritual realization, we have to follow the example of these great devotees.
如果我们想要获得自我觉悟的话，我们得去追随这些伟大奉献者。
The great devotees like Narada, Brahma, Shiva, and Prahlad.
比如说 Brahma, Prahlad Maharaj, Narada, 主 Shiva.
Devotional service is not difficult if we follow these great devotees.
如果我们追随这些伟大的奉献者的话，奉爱服务其实并不困难。
But if somebody is too much contaminated by the material nature, they won't be able to follow.
如果一个人有太多的物质污染的话，他很难以追随。
The sign that we're too contaminated means we're very influenced by the mode of passion and ignorance.
我们太污染，这意味着我们很被物质的激情和愚昧属性所污染。
So we see actually there's nothing difficult in Krishna consciousness, but still people are so attached to sense gratification.
我们可以看到，其实，在奉爱服务上并不是很困难，而只是人们太依附于这些物质感官享乐了。
So Bali Maharaj was very humble. He was following the path of his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj.
所以巴利马哈拉就非常的谦卑，他完全追随他的祖父普拉达马哈拉的步伐。
But he was so humble, he was thinking, I'm not following, I'm not a good devotee. But actually he was.
但是由于他太谦卑，他说他自己没有追随，他没有追随这些伟大奉献者的步伐。事实上是他已经在追随他祖父的步伐。
So this is the sign of the advanced devotee, that they think of themselves as just being ordinary humans.
这也是一位精进的奉献者的象征和标志，他们会认为自己其实是一个普通人。
This is not artificial, it's just a natural humility.
这不是一种机械和模仿，它是真实的谦卑。
And a real devotee will never think of himself as being a good devotee.
一位真正的奉献者，他从不会认为自己是一个好的奉献者。
So Sukadeva Goswami said, he's preaching to Maharaj Parikshit. He said, it's difficult for me to glorify Bali Maharaj.
Sukadeva Goswami 对这个 Parikshit Maharaj 说，要让我荣耀 Bali Maharaj 非常的困难。
Because Bali Maharaj is so humble.
因为 Bali Maharaj 非常的谦卑。
He always presents himself just like a fallen soul.
他总是认为自己是一个堕落的灵魂。
But the personality of Godhead is there at the door of Bali Maharaj, guarding it. He's standing there. He stands there with his club in his hand at the door of Bali Maharaj.
但是三个世界的主人，至尊人格首生。至尊人格首神，他站在巴利马哈拉吉的门口，拿着这个棒大头棒，成为这个巴利马哈拉吉的仆人。
And one time Ravan, the big demon Ravan came there. He wanted to fight against Bali Maharaj.
有一次，有一个大恶魔叫 Ravana， 想要来攻击巴利马哈拉吉。
Right, Ravana means the one who came in Ram Lila gets killed by Lord Ramachandra.
这个 Ravana 是主 Rama 的逍遥时光中被主 Ramachandra 杀死的那个恶魔。
So Ravana came there to fight with Bali Maharaj, and Lord Vamanadeva just kicked Ravana.
当这个 Ravana 想要来击败 Bali Maharaj 的时候， 主 Vamana Dev 也用踢了这个 Vamana 一脚。
And just from the kick of Vamana Dev's big toe, Ravana went 80,000 miles.
主 Vamana Dev 只是用大脚趾踢了他一下，就把他踢到八万英里远之外的地方。
Oh, that was a big kick.、Huh?He just kicked it. He said, get out of here, you fool. Don't you come here troubling my devotees.
这是一个很大的一脚、啊、他说离开这个地方不要来打扰我的奉行者。
But we can understand how powerful, how great this、Lord Vamanadev is that he could kick this demon Ravan.
我们可以从这里理解到主 Vamana Dev 他是多么有力量，他就踢了他一脚，就这么有力量。
So then Sukadeva Goswami goes back to describing more about places in the universe.
现在 Sukadeva Goswami 将会为我们继续描述这个地下的这个星系。
So he said there's a planet below the planet where Bali Maharaj he stays at Sutala.But there's a planet below Sutala called Talatala.
Bali Maharaj 居住的这个地方叫 Sutala 星球，而在 Sutala 星球之下的这个星球叫 Talatala 星球。
And Talatala is ruled by a demon named Maya.
Talatala 这个星球是由一个恶魔统治，这个恶魔的名字叫 Maya.
And this Maya is the Acharya of the people called the Mayavis.
这个 Maya 是被称为 Mayavis 的这些人的 Acharya， 也就是他们的主人。
And these people, the Mayavis, they do magic.
这些 Mayavis 他们有这种巫术。
So one time Lord Shiva.Set fire to the three kingdoms of Maya.
有一次，主希瓦在那里点燃了 Maya 的三个王国。
But later, Lord Shiva became pleased with the demon, and he gave the kingdom back to the demon.
后来，主希瓦对他非常满意的时候，就把这个王国归还了给他们。
So since that time, Maya has been protected by Lord Shiva.
从那个时候起，玛雅就受到主希瓦的保护。
And because of that, he thinks he does not have to be afraid of the Sudarshan Chakra.
因为受到主希瓦的保护，所以他虚假地认为他甚至不必害怕苏达什查克拉。
But that's his big mistake. He doesn't understand that Lord Shiva is not the Supreme Lord.
但这是一个误解，是一个错误。他完全不理解，主希瓦其实并不是至尊主。
And then the planet below Talatala, there's a planet below Talatala called Mahatala.
在 Talatala 星球下面是叫 Mahatala 的星球。
And on that planet, there are many, many snakes with different hoods.
在那个星球上有很多的蛇。
Then these snakes are always very angry.
这些蛇总是很愤怒。
So great snakes like Kaliya, they come from there. We heard about Kaliya in the 10th canto Bhagavatam.
这个卡利亚蛇也是从那个地方来的。我们在圣典不加瓦坛第十篇听到了卡利亚的消息，有关于亏上消息时光。
So these snakes in Mahatala, they're always afraid of Garuda coming because Garuda likes to eat snakes.
这些蛇他们总是担心 Garuda， 他们认为他们总是担心 Garuda 会来。
So they're always in anxiety that Garuda will come and eat them.
他们总是充满焦虑，认为 Garuda 会来吃掉他们。
But still, these snakes, they have their wives, they have their children, they have their families.
仍然，他们也这些蛇有他们的妻子、孩子，还有他们的家人们。
So you see, even in the body of snakes, they're thinking themselves to be very happy.
我们看到，即便他们在蛇的躯体里，他们也认为自己活得很快乐。
And so this is what material life is like. Because they're demons, they're like that. They're thinking they're happy.
因为他们是恶魔，他们即便在这个蛇的躯体里面，他们总是认为自己是快乐的。
Even though they're in the body of a snake, they're thinking,、oh, I'm happy. I have my wife. I have my children.
即便他们在蛇的躯体里面，他们认为自己是快乐的。他说，我们有妻子，有孩子。
This is the ignorance of conditioned life.
这就是受条件限制的生活的愚昧。
You may have a terrible situation, but still you're thinking you're happy.
你或许有一个很糟糕的处境，但是你仍然会认为你是快乐的。
So then there's another planet below Mahatala called Rasatala.
在 Mahatala 下面是叫 Rasatala 的地方。
And this is the place of the demon sons of Diti and Danu. Diti and Danu, they have sons who are demons, and they live there.
Diti 和 Danu 的儿子，他们这些恶魔儿子们，他们住在那个 Rasatala 的地方。
So they're all enemies of the demigods.
他们都是半神人的敌人。
And they live in holes. They live in holes just like snakes.
他们就像蛇一样住在洞里面。
And from their birth, they're very powerful, but they're also very cruel.
他们生来就非常有力量，同时也特别残忍。
And they're very proud of their strength.
他们非常以他们的力量为骄傲。
But they always get defeated by the Sudarshan Chakra.
他们也总是被苏达神查克尔所击败。
The Sudarshan Chakra comes, crushes their pride.
当苏达神查克尔来的时候，就击败了他们的骄傲。
And sometimes a female messenger will come from Indra.
有时候有一个女性的使者是 Indra 的女使者。
And when she comes, she will chant a curse. And when the demons in Mahatala hear this curse, then they become very afraid of Indra.
这个女使者当他们来到这的时候，唱诵一个曼陀罗诅咒的时候，这些 Mahatala 的蛇们，这些恶魔们就非常害怕 Indra。
Yeah, there was a big fight between these demons and Indra. They had a big fight.
在这些恶魔和 Indra 之间曾发生了一场大战。
So when the demons met this female messenger, she was chanting the mantra, they became afraid.
当恶魔见到这个女使者的时候，他们就非常害怕。这个女使者一唱这个 mantra 的时候，他们就很害怕。
That's why they're all living there at Rasatala.
这就是他们总是居住在 Rasatala 的原因。
And beneath Rasatala, there's another planet called Patala.
在 Rasatala 下面的一个星系叫 Patala.
Sometimes it's also called Nagaloka.
有些时候也称它为 Nagaloka.
And there are many snakes there also.
那里也有很多的蛇。
And there are many snakes, the masters of Nagaloka, the chief among all these snakes is Vasuki.
这些蛇的首领是 Vasuki.
Right, and they're always these snakes. They're always very angry.
这些蛇也总是很愤怒。
And these snakes, they have many hoods. Some of them have 5 hoods. Some of them have 10 hoods. Some even have 100 and even 1,000.
有一些蛇有五个头，有一些蛇有七个头，甚至还有一些蛇有100个头。
And the light on each of the hoods, there's a precious stone, a valuable gem on each of these hoods of the snakes.
在每一个头上都装饰着一个珍贵的宝石。
And the light from these stones on the heads of the snake, it lights the whole of the subterranean heavenly planets. The Bila Swarga gets light from there because there's no sunlight there.
因为在 Bila Swarga 就是这个地下的天堂星球那里没有阳光，所以这些蛇头上的宝石发出了光芒，照亮了整个 Bila Swarga Loka.
Alright.So that's the subterranean heavenly planets. Now, next, Sukadeva Goswami is going to describe about the place where Lord Ananta Shesha lives.
我们听的是地下天堂星球，接下来我们将要了解主 Ananta 所居住的这个星球。
Lord Ananta is actually the source of Lord Shiva.
事实上阿兰塔是主希瓦的源泉。
And Lord Ananta, his body is fully spiritual.
主阿兰塔的身体是全然灵性的。
And he's living at the bottom of the planet, Patala.
他住在这个 Patala 星球，就是住在这个底下。
Lord Ananta also always lives in the heart of Lord Shiva.
主阿兰塔总是住在Shiva 的心中。
He helps Lord Shiva to destroy the universe at the end of the creation.
在创造结束的时候，他帮助主 Shiva 毁灭这个世界。
So Ananta is the original deity of material consciousness.
Ananta 也是所原始的这个神物质知觉原始的这个神底。
And he attracts all living entities.
他也吸引所有的众生。
So he's also got the name Sankarshan. Sankarshan means one who attracts everyone.
有时他得到另外一个名字叫 Sankarshan. Sankarshan 是他另外一个名字。
So all the material world is on the hoods of Lord Sankarshan.
整个物质世界都在主山卡尔山的头上。
And from his forehead, he gives power to Lord Shiva.
从他的额头，他给予 Shiva 力量。
And that power is used by Shiva to destroy the material world.
这个力量给予希瓦来毁灭这个物质世界。
So because Sankarshan is an expansion of the personality of Godhead, many devotees offer prayers to him.
因为主 Sankarshan 是至尊人格守神的一位扩展，因此许多奉献者都向他献上祷文。
Right. Not only the devotees, even the devotees offer prayers to him, the demons also offer prayers to him, the Gandharvas, the Vijayadharas,They're all offering prayers to Lord Ananta Shesha.
不仅有奉献者，还有很多的，包括恶魔、甘达尔瓦、维迪达尔斯，他们都向阿兰达献上祷文。
And Ananta Shesha replies to them in very sweet words.
阿兰达舍舍听到这个甜美的话，就是回复他们，用甜美的话语回复他们。
So that the whole material energy is working under the control of Lord Ananta Dev.
整个物质能量是按照 Ananta Dev 的计划下活动的。
So Ananta is like the root cause of the whole material world.
因此 Ananta 是整个物质的源头根源，物质创造的根源。
So nobody can describe.His opulence fully is so opulent.
因为他是如此的无限，所以没有人能够完全的描述他的荣耀。
So Sukadeva Goswami is going to describe a little bit of the glories of Lord Ananta.
Sukadeva Goswami 将会为我们描述 Ananta 的一点点荣耀。
So we'll hear in the next class about that.
我们在下一课的时候就会来讲述 转让他的荣耀。
Any questions?
Sati Maharaji， 现在还没有看到。
对，我们现在还没有问题，我们稍等一下。
Okay, we can just go on.
Oh, 来了来了。第一个问题来自于 Dorpati Madaji， 进来的Guru，顶拜您，什么是物质的解脱？ Basis to Guru Dev， what is the meaning of the material liberation?
The meaning of material liberation is to get free.From the material modes of nature.
物质的解脱是意味着从物质自然的属性之中得到解放。
You want to get free from the material body, from birth and death. That's also liberation.
从物质躯体的生老病死的状况之中得到解脱，也是物质的解脱。
Actual spiritual liberation is to know your relationship with Krishna.
而灵性的解脱是指你了解 Krishna.
But material liberation is simply to get free of material desires and attachment to the material body.
物质的解脱是指我们从物质的躯体以及物质的这个依附之中的这种束缚之中得到解脱出来。Next question.
The impersonalists, their goal is to get liberation.
这些非人格主义者的愿望目标就是为了得到解脱。
But for a devotee, liberation is not important.
但是对于奉献者来说，解脱不是很重要。
Devotional service begins on the liberated platform.
奉献服务是从解脱的层面上开始的。
This is described in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
这是在《博迦梵歌》第十八章的时候描述的。
One who knows that he is not the body, one who understands that he is spirit soul, that is called Brahma Bhuta. That is liberation.
如果一个人知道他不是这个躯体，而是一个灵魂，这个称为 Brahma Bhuta。梵的解脱，梵的觉悟。
So that kind of liberation, that's impersonal liberation. You enter into the Brahman, but there's no engagement of devotional service.
因此，这是非人格的解脱。你只能进入到梵光之中，因为你并没有什么，你并不知道什么，你还并不知道什么是奉献服务。
So for a devotee, that's hellish.
对于奉献者来说，这是很地狱的状况。
Devotee doesn't want that kind of liberation. No opportunity to serve Krishna.
奉献者不想要那种解脱，因为在那里没有服务 Krishna 的机会。
And very boring, because no activity.
而且在那种解脱下非常的无聊，根本就没有什么活动。
Okay.
Next question, from 淡然一笑。请问巴利马哈拉吉是永远居住在地下星球吗？Is the Bali Maharaj internally in the this planet?
Well, Because he's in the body of the demons, so that's where the demons reside. So long as he's in that body, he will stay there for the material world. At the end of the material world, then he will go back to Godhead.
因为巴尼马尔还是这个恶魔的这个躯体，因为他出生在恶魔家中，所以当他就一直居住在那儿。当这个物质世界得到毁灭的时候，他会回到灵性世界。
Because he surrenders everything to the Lord, so he's able to also go back to Godhead.
因为他把一切都献给了主，他有资格回归受神。
But the Lord is keeping him here in this material world for all of us to show us a nice example.
但是主让他待在那里，为了给我们展，为了给我们展示一个好的榜样。Next question.
Yes.
Next question from 喜宝，顶拜孤乳，请问中国西。
There's no 喜宝 She already got initiation.
Okay. 这里写的是喜。
Use the spiritual name.
Okay. 我还没有看到他的灵性名字在这里。
灵性的名字，他的名字是Shruti Rupa。
Shruti Rupa, okay. This question from Shruti Rupa, Madhati. 顶拜Guru, 请问中国西藏冈仁波切神山一个叫鬼湖的地方，据说里面都是修行的 Naga 族，请问他们是在地下天堂吗？ Obeisus to Guru, it is said that in Chinese Tibet, there is a ghost lake there, and many people are the Nagas. It says they are Nagas. So are they living in the this lower heavenly planet?
No, Nagas live on another planet, a higher planet from this one.
Naga 是在高等的星球那里。
But sometimes they come here.
但是他有时会来到这里。
We read in the Mahabharata about the Nagas.
我们在伟大的 Mahabharata 里面听说过 Naga.
And we heard about Dhruva Maharaj also. Dhruva Maharaj had a big fight with the Nagas.
我们听到 Dhruva Maharaj 也和 Naga 有一个战争。
In the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says sometimes these Tibetan people are considered related to the Nagas.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, some Tibet, 西藏的一些人，他们是 Naga. 在圣典博迦瓦谈圣帕帕德里面提到，在西藏有一些他们是和 Naga 有关系。Mm-hmm. Next question. Next question from Chanchala Devidasi. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Gurudev. 物质世界的 Maya 都是主 Shiva 掌管吗？ Hare Krishna, based on Gurudev. In the material world, all the Maya are management by the Lord Shiva.
No. Well, maybe not all, but a lot of it.
不是，或许不是全部的，但是大部分是的，有很多是的。
Maya.A lot of the illusion is The wife of Lord Shiva, Maya, Durga, she creates a lot of illusion.
Maya 的妻子 Durga, 她创造了愚昧。
Her job is to keep people in the material world.
她的工作是把那些人保留在物质世界。
Unless one is pure, they will stay in the material world. She won't let them out of this world.
除非他们变得纯洁纯粹，否则这个多尔嘎不会让他离开这个物质世界的。
So, Maya, yes, Lord Shiva is also in charge of false ego. So false ego is also a cause of a lot of illusion.
主西瓦也掌管着假我，这个假我也造成了很多的愚昧。
We want to get free of false ego. We have to approach Lord Shiva to get his blessings, to get free.
如果我们想从假我之中获得解脱的话，我们可以向主西瓦祈祷，希望他能够让我们从假我之中得到解放。
嗯。还有问题吗
？Yes. Next question from 吴秀红 Madaji. 顶拜 Gurudev。顶拜奉献者们 Hare Krishna， 今天在微信中派书，一位老朋友要拉黑我。第一次跟老朋友讲薄伽梵歌的经典，我是冒犯他了吧？我检讨自己，派出的技巧不对，没找对人吗 ？A basis to good days, lotus feet. Today I distribute books in the WeChat, and an old friend, he don't want to contact me to anymore. So this is my first time to talk to my old friend about Bhagavad Gita. I think, am I offense her? And maybe the distribute books, the skills of distribute books is not right. And maybe I want to ask, maybe I'm not find the right people.
Well, you can judge by the result. When you distribute books, you want to keep good relationships with the people you try to distribute the book to.
如果你想要派书的话，你和这些人，你和这些人总是保持着很好的这种关系。如果你想要派书给这个人的话。
Srila Prabhupada used to tell us, he said, don't force the people to take the book. They should want to take the book.
Shrimpapada 总是教导我们不要强迫人去买这本书，除非是这个人想要这本书的话，我们给他。
So you have to be careful how you present the book. You have to try to make it attractive and interesting to your friend.
因此我们得想一想如何让这个书 有吸引力，让你的朋友有兴趣对这本书。
So if you lose a friend, then it's not good.
如果你失去一位朋友的话并不好。
You want to make a good relationship with the people.
你应该想着要和人保持好的关系。
So you can judge by the result. What kind of reaction did you get from your friend?
你可以从结果来判断，从你的朋友那里得到一个什么样的反应。
If your friend doesn't want to know you anymore, then that's not good.
如果这个结果是你的朋友不再想要跟你联系，这并不好。
So you have to think about what did you do? How did you do? What did you say?
因此你得想一想你做了些什么，你说了一些什么。
So it's nice to try to distribute books, but you know you can't expect everyone to get a book.
当然，你如果去派书的话，是很好的一种尝试，但你也不能希望每一个人都得到一本书。
And there's always going to be people who don't want the book and who don't want to take, they don't want Krishna consciousness, they don't want to hear.
总是有一些人他不想要 Krishna 之觉，他也不想要书，他也不想要来到这里。
So you have to be a little detached when you're performing, when you're doing this service, don't be too attached.
当你从事这一项奉爱服务的时候，不要太依附，需要一些不依附。
You have to understand that it's not for everybody.
你也得理解到这不是每一个人不一定都会接受，不是给每一个人的。
But you try your best.
但是你尽你自己的努力。
If they don't want, it's okay.
如果他们不需要的话，没关系。Next question from Hanivamsa Prabhu. 我们穷是因为 Krishna 的仁慈，因为我们是初级奉献者，我们非常努力加班工作获取的富裕，算不算 Krishna 仁慈的展示？但这种状态让人生活和规范休息不规律，容易焦虑。怎么衡量我们的生活是主的仁慈还是自己的愚蠢？Because we are poor, Because Krishna's mercy, we are poor. Because we are near five devotees, we work hard to get the material opulence. Is that Krishna's mercy?
No. That's Maya.
这不是的，这是 Maya. 就是说我们努力的去富裕，想要获得，这是 Maya.
Many people are working hard.Doesn't mean they're all going to get Krishna's opulences.
很多人都很努力的工作，并不意味着他能得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
Krishna's opulences will come according to our karma. Somebody has good karma and somebody doesn't.
这个富裕会随着我们的业报而带来，有一些人有这个业报，有一些人没有这个业报。
So some people are enjoying, some people are getting good results, and some people are not getting good results.
有一些人在享受，有一些人得到好的结果，有一些人并没有得到好的结果。
It's according to karma, what we did in the past.
这是根据我们的业报，我们过去做了一些什么。
Have you got a good karma or have you got a bad karma?
你是得到了一个好的业报呢，还是没有得到，还是得到一个坏的业报？
Now, of course, good karma...We think a good karma, you have a lot of money, but we know also to be too opulent is also not good.
我们知道一个好的业报意味着你有很好的富裕，得到很多的钱，但我们也同时知道你有有很多钱之后并不太好。
But it's not that we have to be poor in order to do devotional service.
但也这并不是说我们应该在从事奉献服务的时候要从事奉献服务让我们变穷，不是这样的。
But if we're attached to material opulence, if we're greedy to get more opulence, then that's not good for devotional service.
如果我们很依附想要得到这种物质的财富，很贪婪的想要得到物质的财富。这不利于我们的奉爱服务。
Of course, you have to work with other people who are not devotees and who are very materialistic and who do want opulence. So sometimes you have to pretend that you're very interested in material opulence.
当然，有的时候我们和很多其他人在一起工作， 其他人他们是很想要赚钱的，我们跟他们在一起打交道的时候，我们得显示的我们自己好像是装的好像要很想要钱的样子。
So when they talk about we'll have to work hard, we'll have to get bigger sales, we have to make more money, we should go yeah, we should agree with them. But within our mind, we should know this is Maya.
当我们和这些人在一起的时候，他们会说啊，我们要努力的工作，我们要卖更多的东西，要赚更多的钱。这个时候我们得同意他们，是的，我们要加班努力工作，我们要赚钱。但是在内心我们要知道这是玛雅。
And we should be thinking that I really want to become Krishna conscious.
在内心我们得确实清楚地知道我真正想要的是想要 Krishna 知觉。
I just want to be, do my bhakti, do my chanting and hear about Krishna.
我只想要我的 bhakti, 只想要我的唱诵，只想要我想着 Krishna.
Because the success we get with our material activities will depend on our karma.
我们在物质上能否获得成功，这依靠于我们的业报。
It's not just hard work only.
而不仅仅只是努力的工作。
So many people work hard, never make any money.
有很多的人很努力的工作，但是并没有赚到很多的钱。
Yeah.
Second part, he asked, this work life and make my practice not irregular and easy to be anxious. So how to 我们衡量我们的生活 ,how to know our life is Krishna's mercy and our stupid.
Our what?
How to judge whether our life is not mercy, this kind of poor life is Krishna's mercy or our stupid.
Our stupid.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we do endeavor, but we have to know the limit. We have to work hard. We shouldn't be lazy. We shouldn't try to live off others.
我们得很努力的工作。我们不需要，我们不应该依靠别人。
We should work hard for the service of Krishna.
我们得为了服务 Krishna 而努力工作。
Just like the Pandavas didn't just depend on Krishna.
我们知道潘达瓦五兄弟他们总是依靠着 Krishna.
They worked hard.
他们努力的工作。
And they had very good character and they were very industrious. They did a lot of things.
他们有很好的品质，而且他们做了很多的事情。
But they always kept their Krishna consciousness.
但是他们总是保持着 Krishna 知觉。
And they were always pious and religious.
他们总是很虔诚，而且有宗教性。
So they depended on Krishna and the Brahmanas and Vedic culture.
他们依靠 Krishna, 婆罗门 Brahmanas, 还有伟大的文化。
So you do your duty, you work, you try hard.But at the same time, you have to depend on Krishna. You're not the controller.
你努力的工作，好好的努力的工作，同时你依靠 Krishna, 你不是这个控制者。
And it's not hard work alone which will bring the results.
Sorry?
It's not just by hard work that you're going to get results.
不是说通过你的努力你就能得到结果的。
You have to understand Krishna is very much involved in everything which happens.
你得知道，你得理解，以 Krishna 涉及在所有的这些发生之中，他都有涉及。
So you have to learn to depend on Krishna.
因此，你得学习依靠，如何依靠 Krishna。
But this doesn't mean do nothing, just sit back and wait for Krishna.
但这并不意味着你在后面等着 Krishna。Next question.
Yeah.
Next question from Harini Mataji. 顶拜 Gurudev, 顶拜所有的奉献者。请问 Gurudev, 经典中说只要我们按经典的要求去服务 Krishna, 就可以回到 Krishna Goloka Vrindavan, 同时又有主的纯粹奉献者又向主祈祷说无论我们在哪个星球只要服务 Krishna 就可以。那他们的区别是什么他们在任何星球都在服务 Krishna, 那他们最后可以回到 Goloka Vrindavan 吗谢谢 Guru 的回答。Obeisance to Gurudev.In the sutras said that if we just follow the sutras and follow the regulations to serve the Krishna and then we can go back to Goloka Vrindavan. At the same time, some devotees always give the praying to the Lord. It said that wherever we are, which planet we are, is just if we can serve the Krishna is okay.So, what's the difference between that?
Well, some devotees, they don't mind to stay even in the material world. They just want service to Krishna. And they're willing to, they know wherever they are, they just want to be able to serve Krishna. They're not telling Krishna that I have to go back to Godhead. They're willing to stay in the material world, but they just want devotional service.
有一些奉献者并不介意待在这个物质世界。他们祈祷无论在什么地方，只要他们能够有机会服务 Krishna 就可以。他们从来没有跟 Krishna 说要让我回到 Goloka Vrindavan。只要他们的祈祷，而是只要让他们有服务就可以。
So they're more advanced than the devotee who says, "I have to go back home. I have to go back to Godhead."
因此，这些奉献者相比于那些我要回归守神的奉献者来说，更精进一些。
The one who's thinking, "I have to go back to Godhead. I have to go out of this world." Then that's not so advanced as the other devotee.
对于对，就是相比而言，这些想要回，这些一直嘴上说着我要回归守神，我要回归 Goloka Vrindavan， 相比于刚才我们提到的这个只想做奉献服务，只想从事奉献服务的这个奉献者来说，不是那比他不要。这个精进的程度要差一点。Second part, she asked, these devotees, in the other planet, they serve the Krishna. Can they go back to the Goloka Vrindavan at last?
Yeah.
是的。
If Krishna wants, see the devotee will do whatever Krishna wants. If Krishna wants them to go back, they'll go back. If Krishna wants them to stay in the material world, they'll stay.
根据 Krishna 的意愿，如果 Krishna 想要让他们继续待在这个物质世界，他们会想待在物质世界。如果 Krishna 想要让他们，你们回来吧，他们就可以回归守神。Next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next also from Harini Mataji. 顶拜 Guru 的莲花座，请问我们都是普通的灵魂，那我们也可以像珠儿那样享受 Krishna 的富裕吗？ Obeisance to Guru's lotus feet. We are all the ordinary soul. Can we also, like the Jhuvar Maharaj, can enjoy the Krishna's material?
Yeah.
material opulence.
In the material world, we can enjoy Krishna's material opulence. But whatever we have is Krishna's opulence. Whatever we're enjoying, we should think it's all Krishna's. There's nothing separate from Krishna.
我们现在无论享受的什么，其实都是Krishna的富裕。 在这个物质世界，无论我们享受的什么，都是Krishna的富裕。我们不应该把我们现在享受的这一切与Krishna的富裕分离开来。实际上，我们现在所享受的一切都是Krishna的富裕。
So devotee just wants to take shelter of Krishna. That I'm Krishna's servant. I don't have demands. I just want to do what Krishna wants me to do.
奉献者只是认为自己是一个仆人，他做的总是 Krishna 希望他做的事情，他没有要求。Gurudev, next question.
Yeah.
Next question from Shruti Rupa David Dasin, 请教Guru另外一个问题。 我上大学的儿子放假回家之后，为了配合我的生活习惯，主动减少吃肉，并且主动和我分开餐具。我在他身上看到他比我更加仁慈和包容，只是目前还没有达到信仰统一。请问Guru，我该如何以奉献者的品质来扮演我母亲的角色呢？另外，就是我母亲已经每天在聆听我阅读《薄伽梵歌》和《薄伽瓦坛》的。谢谢Guru的仁慈。 I want to ask Guru another question. My big son, elder son, when he have a holiday and come back, he not eat meat so much anymore, and he used a separate plate. And when I say this, I say he's good quality than me. I say he is more mercy and tolerate. And I want to ask Gurudev, how to become a devotee mother? How to have a good devotee's quality to play a role in the mother role? Hare Krishna?
Well, how do I know? I mean, I'm not a mother. Why are you asking me this? You need to ask another mother, another woman.
你为什么要问我这个呢? 我又不是一个母亲, 我没有做过母亲, 你应该问另外一个奉献者的母亲。
There are many nice lady mothers.
有很多这些非常好的母亲。
The nice devotees.
他们也是很好的奉献者。
So you have to ask them. They can tell you better than me.
他们能够比我告诉你给你的更多。 Then she said, "My mother is already listened to the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita from me every day." Thanks, Guru's mercy.
Yes, very good. Let her hear.
就让她聆听非常好. Next question.
Yeah.
Next question from Shyamaki. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru 和所有的奉献者. 当巴尼 Maharaj 知道面前的主 Vishnu 后, 把一切奉献给了主, 他对主的爱是怀着敬畏之心, 并不是像狗哭了的奉献者对主纯洁无瑕的爱。 所以他最终回到维昆塔，而不是格洛卡文达文，是吗？ Hare Krishna, obeisances to Guru. When the Bani Maharaj offered to the Lord Vishnu everything, he dedicated everything to the Lord. His love is with a wave, not the pure love. So he go at last he will go to the Vaikuntha but not the Goloka Vrindavan. Is that right?
No, not right.
不是的。
Who is she talking about? Will go to Vaikuntha and not Goloka?
谁跟你说他要去Vaikuntha而不是Goloka呢？
Who is she talking about?
巴尼马哈，巴尼马哈拉吉，巴尼马哈拉吉。Because Bani Maharaj, yeah.
Because he what? What did he do?
Because he offered everything to the Lord, but not the pure love, is the love with a wave.
No, he did offer pure love.
是的，他是给予的纯粹的爱。
He did offer pure love. He gave everything. He gave his own body.
他把一切都给予了主，他甚至给予了他自己的躯体。
Because when the Lord wanted to take the third step, he said that, you know, that Lord Brahmanadev covered the whole universe in two steps. And then he said, where can I take the third step? So Lord, then Bali Maharaj said, you can take it on my head.
当这个主瓦曼的 Dave 要他三步土地，巴利马哈拉就给了所有的一切，然后还差一步没有给的时候，主瓦曼的 Dave 说，我剩下的一步在什么地方呢？主巴利这个巴利马哈拉就说，剩下的那一步可以放在我的头上。
So this was very much appreciated by Lord Vamanadev, that this was his pure love, that he was sacrificing even his own body for the service of Lord Vamanadev.
因此这是巴利马哈拉吉非常纯洁的爱，他把一切都给予了主，他甚至把自己的躯体都给予了主。
Bali Maharaj was very concerned to keep his truthfulness, and he promised the Lord three steps. So he said, for the third step, you can take it on my head.
巴利马哈拉吉总是保持着他说真话的原则，他想要给予这个三步的土地，因此他最后这一步，他说你可以把最后这一步放到我的头上。
So Lord Brahmanadev very much respected the truthfulness of Bali Maharaj.
因此主瓦曼拉德夫对巴尼马哈拉吉说真话的这个感到非常印象深刻。Hare Krishna Gurudev, this Mataji may.She asked, because devotee go back to the Goloka Vrindavan, the mood is different from this mood.
Yes. Bali Maharaj is not really in the mood of Vrindavan.
So this is she's point. The mood is not in Vrindavan. Can he go back to the Goloka Vrindavan?
Well, not everybody wants to go to Goloka Vrindavan.
不是每一个人都想去 Goloka Vrindavan 的。
Don't think because Bali, if somebody goes to Vaikuntha, that they're not as good as somebody who goes to Goloka.
不要认为那些去到 Vaikuntha 的那些人比去 Goloka Vrindavan 的人要差。
But it depends on their particular relationship which they have with the Lord.
这个取决于他们和主之间的关系。
So they want to keep their loving relationship. They want to have that particular mood which they're attracted to. They want to be in that place where they can have that mood.
他们去到的那个地方是有一种跟主特定的关系以及特定的心态。
No, somebody goes to Goloka, somebody goes to Vaikuntha. It's not that one person is better than another. They're both pure devotees.
一个人他去到 Goloka, 一个人 Goloka Vrindavan, 一个人去到 Vaikuntha, 不是说一个奉献者比另外一个奉献者要好。
Anyway, Balaji Maharaj is one of the Mahajans. He's an example of somebody who surrendered everything to the Lord.
不管怎么样, 巴尼马哈拉智 是我们这个伟大的权威之一, 他把一切, 他是把一切奉献给主的典范。
Now that's one of the very difficult processes of devotional service, to surrender everything.
而且这是奉献服务之中一个很难的一个程序之一, 就是说把所有的一切都奉献给主。
So nobody minimizes Bali Maharaj for this. Nobody says, oh, Bali Maharaj is not as good as the gopis. No, he's a great devotee.
没有人减少他的赞誉, 就是说, 或者说, Bali Maharaj 比这个gopi要差, 不, 不是这样的, 他是一个很好的奉献者。
He's glorified by all the other people.
他总是被其他的人所荣耀。
What he did is so difficult. We cannot even begin to think that he's the king of heaven one minute and he gave up everything.
他所做的一切是非常难以做到的，即便他在开始的时候他是。 天上的国王
We're so attached, we can hardly give anything. Bali Maharaj gave everything, even his own body.
我们非常依附我们所拥有的，但是呢， Bali Maharaj 把一切都给予了他，给予了主，他甚至给予了自己的躯体。 Next question.
Yeah.
Last question. I don't know his name. 顶拜孤的莲花组和翻译主持，奉献服务产生知识。请问如何知道和奉爱的？请问如何理解知道和奉爱的关系？ The devotional service can obeisance to guru. Devotional service can give the knowledge, how to understand the knowledge, the relationship between the knowledge and the devotional service.
Well, knowledge develops when we do devotional service. The devotional service is more important.
在知识发展的过程中, 奉献服务比这个知识要更重要。
If we do proper devotional service, then we will also develop knowledge naturally.
如果我们做奉献服务的话, 知识也会自动得到发展。
That is that knowledge and detachment both come where there is real devotion.
如果当一个人真正从事真正的奉爱的话，不依附和知识，这二者都会到来。If
you want to get knowledge, you have to also approach a spiritual master.
如果你想要得到知识的话，真正的知识的话，你应该接近一位灵性导师。The
spiritual master will give you proper knowledge about devotional service.
而一位灵性导师，他会给予你从事奉献服务的知识。So
this knowledge awakens by hearing.
这种知识来源于会被聆听所唤醒。So
hearing is the beginning of devotional service.
奉献服务源于聆听。
So you can say knowledge is the beginning of devotional service.
我们也可以这么说, 知识是奉献服务的开始。
We hear a little bit. We get some instruction. We're told what to do. This awakening of transcendental knowledge.
我们聆听到一些，然后知道一些知识，知道怎么做，然后就唤醒我们的奉献服务。哇，next question.
Yeah.
Next question from Honey Mamsa Prabhu. 是不是业报中的富裕就不需要过度加班努力的？怎么确认我们的现状是 Krishna 仁慈的展示，还是业报的展示，或是个人的假我意愿？If the opulence from the karma, so then we should not work hard and use more time to work. How to identify our situation is Krishna's mercy or is karma or is our false ego willing?
Maybe you could ask me one question at a time.
Okay, sorry, Gurudev. 是不是业报中的富裕？The first part is the opulence from karma. Because the opulence is from karma, then we should not work hard and do more work.
Well, we should work hard for the service of Krishna.
我们需要工作，我们需要努力的工作，为 Krishna。
We're not saying you should be lazy.
我们不应该懒。
Lazy.
我们不应该懒惰。
We said you should work, but don't be overly attached. Don't just go mad that you have to work all the time and you have no time for anything else.
我们需要努力，而不是说把所有的努力，我们不需要努力，而不需要的是那种依附，就是说把所有的时间全部都用在这个工作上。
We should work, but at the same time we have to depend on Krishna for the results.
我们需要工作，同时我们依靠 Krishna 获得结果。And the second part.He asked, how to identify our situation is Krishna's mercy or is karma?
Well, there's karma, there's both there. There's both Krishna's mercy and there's karma.
这两者都在这个里面，有 Krishna 的仁慈，也有 karma， 也有业报在里面。
A devotee accepts everything which happens. He thinks this is all due to my past activities. Somehow I'm suffering.And this is Krishna punishing me, but I deserve to be punished more. Or he thinks somehow I'm enjoying, I don't deserve to enjoy so much, but Krishna's encouraging me.
奉献者接受一切的处境都是 Krishna 仁慈。比如说我的遭受并不好，但是奉献者想着我本来应该遭受更多，但是 Krishna 减轻了我的这个状况。比如说我享受的很好，但是奉献者会认为现在所有的这一切只是 Krishna 给予我的鼓励。
So there's two aspects there. There's your karma and there's also Krishna's mercy. Your karma, what you're suffering, that's a manifestation of Krishna's mercy.
无论你遭受的还是说你享受的，这两者都有，就是说 Krishna 的仁慈以及业报的展示都有，你遭受的是 Krishna， 也是 Krishna 的仁慈，也是你业报的一种展示。Yeah. At last, he asked, this situation is our false ego willing? Maybe.
Yes, maybe a false ego. Definitely false ego can be there in the mode of passion, the mode of goodness, the mode of ignorance, false, different degrees of false ego.
假我也在这个里面，这有假我里面包含了很多的这个激情属性，也有很多的贪婪在这个里面。
False ego thinking we're the doer. I've done this by my own efforts, by my great endeavors.
侠我会认为这一切都是我做的，我一个人的努力，我花了巨大的努力做这个。
So true ego is to understand I'm a servant of Krishna.
而真正的自我是理解我们是 Krishna 的仆人。
False ego is thinking I did it, I'm the doer.
假我会认为我做了这个，我是作为者。
I'm the enjoyer.
我是享受者。
So we have to purify the ego.
因此我们得净化我们的假我。
We said Lord Shiva, he's in charge of the false ego.
主希瓦他掌管着假我。
So you have to ask Lord Shiva help you to get through the false ego.
你也得向主希瓦祈祷让你免除假我。
Okay.
Okay.
How the woman didn't hit the dog already by eating. Even quite 9:30了。超时了。我们结束了今天可以。
可以。Okay. Can share Subodhi Roy, give him funny. Can share Sati Juju. Can share so you the functions of LinkedIn.
Can share
Kurdi.
是的，
明天的考试你们多注意，多好好念诵，祝福你们，考试快乐，祝考巴基
在，在
，God bless the Brinda Key，
在，好，那非常感谢大家的聆听，Hare Krishna。